is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole. Are you there?
Is this Kelly?
Hold on,
next,
Roger.
On
we're
News
just going to try to get a hold
of
Nicole.
Okay.
Hi, Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Okay, hopefully third time lucky. Kelly, can you hear me now?
I can, Nicole.
Okay. In the future, just jump on and start introducing yourself and your guest and go ahead. I've had to do this three times in a different way, and I almost couldn't connect at all for some reason. So it's just one of those weird glitches, but let's get you to
okay.
And I also want to ask, are you opening lines at any point, so because I can let people
yes.
know?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So callers on the mm-hmm. board, standby, and Kelly Wolf, over to you.
Okay. So today we have Roger Goodwin on the show. Roger is an incredibly powerful psychic medium. He was born awake, so he has always had his gifts. And through the course of his life, he's had several near-death experiences. And, of course, with every near-death experience, his gifts were even further expanded. He'll be talking about the dark night of the soul and also talking about some lessons and things he learned during his NDEs. He will also, of course, do readings for all the callers. So, Roger, welcome.
Well, thank you, Kelly. It's an honor to be asked to do this. So,
okay.
Yeah, I guess what I would like to approach today is the dark night of the soul. And very few people address this issue because it's not necessarily a pleasant part of the spiritual journey. But I honestly believe that anybody worth their weight in salt in the spirit has been through a dark night of the soul. And what I mean by dark night of the soul, I'll just give you a little bit of an example of my own personal dark night of the soul, so you can kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. I was a workaholic at one time, and I was driving all my identity out of the things I was achieving. So I sat as president of the Schizophrenia Society. I was president of Lavella Society. I was sitting on the Community Housing Advisory Board of the city I was in, and as well as having a high-stress job. And I ended up, when my dark night of the soul happened, I ended up starting to become very exhausted. And I ended up having a heart attack. And then my dog got run over in front of me, which was a pretty traumatic thing. I ended up getting diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, diabetes, idiopathic thrombocytopenia, and the list goes on, and sleep apnea. And a lot of my near-death experiences came when I was sleeping, and due to this sleep apnea, my oxygen levels were dropping to critical levels. And I think that's where a lot of my experiences came from in these near-death experiences. But anyways, yeah, and it just went on and on. My mother got diagnosed with cancer, and then I was attacked and stabbed 6 times. My house was lit on fire, and in the midst of these dark nights of the soul, you honestly don't believe you're going to make it through it. In fact, I look back on it, and I think to myself, how did I make it through it? But it's nothing but the grace of God that gets us through these times in our lives. And I honestly believe that there's somebody out there right now that is going through a dark night of the soul. And so I would like to invite that person to do a reading later in the show here. And but anyways, I believe that the dark night of the soul is in direct correlation. Its duration all has to do with how strong our will is. And if you have a very strong will, then you're going to go through a fairly period of the dark night of the soul. And while I was going through it, I thought, what have I done that God has abandoned me? But now, living on this side of it, looking back, I can honestly say that I'm very happy that I went through what I went through. Because the old adage of, you know, we are what we've been through if we'll embrace it and incorporate it. One of the things I'd like to talk about also is lucid dreaming. And so much of our spiritual work is done while we're sleeping. And if we're lucid, then we can participate in that. And if we're not lucid, then we wake up in the morning and we don't even remember what we have dreamt. So I'm going to just highlight certain things, and you'll have to do your own homework as far as these different things I bring up, because each topic I'm bringing up, I mean, we could spend a whole hour on in and of themselves. But in lucid dreaming basically is waking up in the dream, realizing that you're dreaming, and then taking up your responsibility as the co-creator and taking up your rightful position in creating. And a lot of the times, we're meeting guides, we're meeting different things and having different experiences. And if we're lucid, then we can bring that information back. Now, as an example of lucid dreaming, I was out astral traveling, and I ended up on a craft. Now, I'm in the presence of this being, and I know that he knows that I know that he knows everything that's going on in my heart. And I said, check it out, it's clear. And he takes me over to a flat panel of screens and downloads a schematic drawings of a propulsion system not based on thrust. And so, and then they show me how the craft works. They show me the propulsion system. And then I ask them, well, where are you guys from? And when I brought the information back to this particular realm of reality, I thought he had said Elderon. And so I told this story about being taken away on a craft, and people used to just look at me and smile and go, oh, yeah. And, yeah. For a long time, I did not have any information on this. It was just an experience that I had. But within the last couple of years, I told the story at a psychic tea shop, Claire Tea, and a fella said to me, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. And rather than Elderon, it was Eldeburon. And it's quite interesting because when you bring information back, sometimes you don't get it 100% correct. But what he showed me, he sent me a thing, and it was exactly what they had shown me. It was a four-level map and on and on. And Eldeburon is the eye of Taurus. And so if you don't take anything more away from this talk today, I would like you to know that you are everything that you need and you are more than enough. And I want to impart to you to trust your own spiritual experience, okay? Because there's not going to be a lot of people that are going to go through the exact same spiritual experience that you're going to go through. And you have to trust your own experience.
That's beautiful, Roger.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's so funny because the imagination is the arena of creation.
Agreed.
Yes.
100%.
And so when you start to learn how to lucid dream, you end up having to take up the responsibility and your rightful position as a co-creator. And once you learn how to start co-creating, and call it what you will, call it source, call it the universe, call it God, you get to call it whatever you want, because be it on to you according to how you believe. But when you take up that responsibility, then all of a sudden a whole new world opens up. And if you think that the universe and the cosmos is a vast place on the outer world, go within, because there's a whole universe that exists within you. And it's far more vast than our outer universe.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah. And the experiences that you can have within your own being will absolutely blow your mind.
Yes, that is definitely truth. Yeah. Hey, Roger, do you think we could take a caller now for you?
Sure.
All right. Nicole?
Okay.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I'm just the one over here pushing buttons and stuff. I'm doing all right. Let's go to 415. 415. Who we got there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Ann calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hello, Ann.
Hi. Great. Thank you. I haven't called in with you before, so would you, can I have a general or would you like a specific question?
It doesn't matter. What's Nicole feeling she needs? Do you have a specific question? Do you have a specific question?
I would like a reading about my spiritual growth if you see something about that, and especially my dreams have been very vivid this past week or so.
Okay, really good. Are you familiar with lucid dreaming, Anne?
Yes, I haven't done it, maybe by accident. I'm not really conscious of when I do it, but yes, I am. It's happened a couple times.
Okay. And what usually happens is that serendipitously we wake up in a dream so that the spirit is teaching us, okay?
Yeah.
And so then what happens is if you're familiar with lucid dreaming, like I listen to, I will often, if I decide I want to lucid dream, then I'll often listen to a nighttime meditation with headphones on. And so that it wakes me up and it takes you into the binary beats for you to experience lucid dreaming, right? And so I find that very helpful. It's quite interesting. Are you flying in your dreams, Anne?
No.
Okay. And so in the lucid dream, what's usually happening? Are you being the third person observer?
It hasn't happened to me. So I know it's not. That's not what I'm dreaming recently. I just said vivid dreams.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And so what happens is that you'll start to do that, and then if you learn about lucid dreaming, you learn how to practice it, then what will happen is you take up that responsibility of being the co-creator in the midst of the lucid dream.
Yeah.
And that's basically the process that happens. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's your – oh, I guess I shouldn't ask your last name over the phone or radio. Okay, Anne, I put your energy in the card, and I'm just shuffling them here. Okay, the first thing is that you've been through some difficult times, but you're moving on to calmer waters, okay? But you're believing lots of lies, okay? So, and I'm not saying it's just you. We all believe a lot of lies about ourselves. And when we're on the road to enlightenment, often it's about learning how to overcome the lies that we believed. Okay?
Roger, you mean doubt, right?
Pardon me?
Are you talking about doubts, Roger?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about lies?
Doubts,
okay.
And false beliefs, things we believe about ourselves via the way we were brought up. And,
right.
And, yeah. Via your spiritual growth, slow down, okay? Relax.
Okay, I like that.
It's like we're always chomping at the bit, trying to achieve this thing called enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, the flesh is not transformed via any action of our own.
Right, true.
And that might seem like a contradiction, but rather than a fight to try and be enlightened, it's actually a laying down and becoming submitted to our wills being broken. And that's what the dark night of the soul is all about often, is that our will is being broken. Okay?
Yeah.
And so we go along and we say, oh, well, this is what we're going to be. Well, okay, if you're right, you're right. But if you're not, I always say, you know, there's people that see, but there's also people that have the gift of help. And if you have the gift of help, why would you spend all your time being the eyes when you're actually the hand? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, because we're all part of a body. I mean, if we didn't have our big toes, we wouldn't be able to stand because they bring that kind of balance to us. Now, that big toe is never hardly seen. He's in a shoe and he's got a sock over him, and so he doesn't get a lot of exposure. If the eyes didn't have the toe, then the eyes would be no good either, because you wouldn't be going anywhere. Okay? And it's quite interesting, because when it comes to the process of enlightenment, we're always kind of going, well, what did we show up here to do? Right? And it's always the big question, what did I come in here to do? And I'll tell you, one of the most powerful things I did in order to really get a handle on what I showed up here to do was I did something called human design. And I did that with a fellow by the name of Hartwell Downey, who's been an astrologer for quite some time, like 40-plus years. And should I give his number out, Kelly?
No, not right now, Roger. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't get a hold of Hartwell, get a hold of somebody that knows about human design. And what it will do is it will point you in the direction of what your incarnation cross was, what your Venus sequence is, okay? And my personal Venus sequence is 3611 according to this system. And so what that is shame, and I've got two fear. And so I learned how to take on my fear and my shame in regards to the stars, what the stars were doing when I was born, eh? So how does that help you, Anne?
Yeah, great. Thank you. I'll look that up.
Have you just recently met someone, Anne?
No, but I'm open to a relationship, romantic.
Okay. Because there's a relationship card here. Okay?
Great.
So be very open to, and it's the Two of Cups. And the Two of Cups is about soulmate, that kind of thing. So be very open to it.
Okay.
And
thank you.
So
thank you.
I would just say relax and allow the spirit to teach you about enlightenment, okay? And all we can do is submit our will and allow the spirit to teach us and bring us to that state of enlightenment, okay? Cool. And what I mean by that is, do you know how the Buddha, do you know the story of the Buddha?
Yes.
How he went around and he was searching for enlightenment everywhere, and he was doing all these things. And then all of a sudden he just said, oh,
that's
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And he sat down at the foot of the tree, right?
Yeah.
And when he relaxed in the shade of the tree, that's when enlightenment came to him.
Great. That's a good reminder.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Thank you, Anne.
Thanks for calling in, Anne. Let's see. Oh, we got lots of callers here. Let's go to 917 next, 630, you're in the ring. And buttons are not cooperating. There we are. 917, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. Hi, Nicole. It's Karen, New York.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm hanging in. It's a beautiful day. I have a million problems, and I'm trying not to focus on them.
Yeah.
Just one
step
ahead of me.
You're the one that's going through the dark night of the soul right now?
Yeah, well, it's been like, it seems forever, ongoing.
Funny, I was talking to a fella that does lectures on dark night of the soul, and I said, well, why do they call it a dark night of the soul when it lasts for a decade? Yeah. Why don't they call it a dark decade? Yeah.
Right.
It can go on for a very long period of time, Karen. And depending on how strong our will is usually in direct correlation to how long and how intense the dark night of the soul is. And usually what the purpose of it is to get us to start seeking. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
so
it's happened.
Is there a specific question you have?
No, I want to know what you see coming up for me. Meeting like-minded people. I really have no friends that I can connect with. Not many friends around anymore at all. And, And, you know, what opportunities or what is it I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life?
Right. Okay, it's quite interesting, Anne.
Don't know why I'm here.
The first part I pulled for you is the Five of Cups. And are you familiar with the tarot deck?
Basically, I think. Somewhat.
Okay. Well, he's the man in the black cloak that's looking at three spilt cups in front of him. Okay? This card usually indicates depression and being caught in the past.
Yeah.
Okay? And all he has to do is turn around and realize that there's two cups that are still waiting to be filled, okay? And so I just want to tell you, you haven't been forgotten, okay? But if we spend too much time in the past, what ends up happening is that depression hits, and then when we get, if we get drawn into the past, it's usually with regret, and we end up thinking about things that happened that weren't particularly wonderful. And then if we get projected into the future, it's usually fear. And it's so funny because if we won't stay in the present, then going back into the past and going into the future in both regret and fear, we usually end up in quite a severe case of depression. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand that intellectually.
Yeah, so I would encourage you, because our present becomes our past, and you know that it all happens simultaneously anyways, if we get into the esoteric, you know, thoughts on timelines and that. But just practice staying in the present, Karen, and figure out what it is. sit down and come up with a plan, because the fact of the matter is that we are in a constant state of manifestation, and we're either manifesting out of one of two places. It's faith and belief or fear. Okay?
Okay, the thing is, so I do know all that. Yeah, okay, sorry.
What was that? Sorry, Karen?
I kind of know all that, and I've been working on it. However, the situation is that I don't like the now, and so the mind keeps going back to the past because this is how I got here, and I have – it's a complicated story, but I'm not happy in my apartment, and I feel very unable to be able to move or move forward because I don't have finances or a way to bring in extra finances. And then I get mad at myself because I got myself in this mess, and it's hard to see a way out. I feel like I'm old now and I don't have opportunities. So I feel like it's all gone. I've been grieving the loss of my partner. I thought that was going to be, the rest of my life and projects with him. And I've been, lost since he passed, especially. And I don't really see what's ahead for me. I just see you could have done this, but you screwed that up. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to get that because I don't have optimism or options for the future.
Right. The depression. This is all part of depression, right?
Yep.
And depression is often a result of repressed anger. Eh? So be done with being angry, okay? And honestly, one of the cards I pulled for you is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands is a man looking out over the landscape and deciding what it is he wants to create. Okay? So the threes are about creativity. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yes, I know.
I'll tell you, when we get into these funks, one of the most powerful things that are a coping strategy is to go and to be in service to other people. So it's quite interesting. Do you volunteer?
Oh, no. I've been a caregiver. And anyway, I do help a friend who's having a lot of issues right now. I'd rather help people one-to-one who I care about. And that just kind of happened. And I'm doing that now.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that's a big part of getting us out of our own funks is to reach out and be in service. Another really powerful thing that can help you out of that is to do something creative. And I'm painting right now. I mean, I throw a plastic garbage bag over my kitchen table, and I have been doing painting now for about the last year. And some very profound things have come out of that. This evening, I'm going to work in the medium of clay. And there's so many things that we can do that can enrich our lives. And I just want to tell you that your life isn't over. And it might be very interesting for you to seek out somebody or to Google and find out about this human design, okay? Because I have a sense that you're just getting started. And it's quite interesting because you have the feeling that everything is done and everything is over and I don't have any worth anymore. Well, I think it's quite the contrary.
I want to say two things. I pursued a career many years ago, and then I had to give it up when I was caregiving full-time anyway. And then I felt, well, it wasn't meant to be for me, I suppose, unless I get a message about it, and I never did. And then I've been searching and trying to find what it is I am really supposed to do. And the other thing is I know of human design, and I'm a projector.
Okay. Awesome. And what's your incarnation cross?
Oh, I don't know all the details. I just know I have to wait for the invitation. I can't really initiate things or go for things, and probably that's why things haven't happened for me in the past, because I have to wait for the invitation, however that can work.
Okay. Well, there's some work to be done then. Go in and try and figure out what your Venus sequence was. Okay?
Venus sequence.
Because it'll
okay.
tell you with what you have to deal with. Okay? And that's a very important part of it.
Can I interject, Roger, quickly about the human design? So, Karen, so I am a projector as well. But
yes, so am I.
When I got my human design readings, the gist of what I got from that was not that you have to sit and wait, because remember, you've got to take action to get that hologram, you know, what you want to see in the future to come into your life. And so basically, you have to take some action first, and then the invitations will show, right? But not doing anything, waiting, you're just paralyzed, right? So just taking an action, because what I see with you is I see you're on the precipice of some change, and if you just take one little action, you would be really surprised what shows up for you. So that's what's showing up for me. Thank you, Roger, for letting me interject.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Kelly, because the Knight of Pentacles showed up here, and that's all about taking action.
Does it give an idea of what direction the action would be?
Well, the bottom line is you get to create what it is you decide you want. So what's going to make you happy? What's going to make you feel fulfilled?
What's your passion?
What do you love? And I know these are deep questions that aren't answered overnight. But I'll tell you, the Emperor is also here for you in the cards. And the Emperor is often, he likes to sit on his laurels and talk about his past victories. So he, procrastination can be a problem with him, okay? So he would prefer to just sit and talk about what he's already conquered, rather than conquering new ground.
Okay.
And so it's time to take action. Watch out for your wanting to live on your laurels of past experience. And you've got the Three of Wands here, which is creativity and looking out over the landscape to see what you want to create. And is here, and that's about you're moving on to calmer waters. Your troubles are behind you.
That's the best.
Kelly said, I really believe you're on the precipice.
Thank you. Well, I'm contemplating trying to relearn the piano. I inherited a keyboard, and I can do these online lessons. But I'm having trouble getting going with that because it's almost like I don't feel the passion about that. Or is that meant to be for me, or will it come once I get into the lessons again?
I'll just ask you something. Do you love it?
Well, right now I don't love it. So that's, I think, what's holding me back.
Well, then don't
if I
do
were
it.
To play at that point, maybe I would, but...
Yeah.
They're trudging through and relearning all the stuff, and, you know, I guess... In my mind is like, am I kidding? Am I ever going to be able to play decently?
Yeah.
So I know that's a problem. that may interfere with any passion, but I don't.
It's no rocket scientist. Anybody that masters an instrument has spent hours practicing.
Right.
So unless you're willing to pay the price of spending those hours to master the instrument, then you won't play well. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's what you have to decide, whether you want to spend those hours doing it. I mean, some people get carried away and do it because they absolutely love it. And anyone that masters an instrument masters it simply because they love doing it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you contemplating a move right now?
I would love to. I don't know how I could manage it. Financially and all of that.
I see a move in your cards, but you're going to have to be a little bit patient, okay?
Yeah.
Because the money's going to be there to move, but not for a while yet, okay? So really sit down and decide where it is you want to move. Okay? And really decide what it is you want your life to look at from here on out. And it's so funny because a lot of times we have a partner and our identity gets all caught up in our partner, or our identity gets all caught up in the thing we do for work. And the Spirit's job is to come along, and he wants you to have his identity in him. And he wants you to learn that he wants to give you the desires of your heart. So the trick is knowing what it is that is the desires of our heart.
Right.
So that's the work, is sitting down and figuring out what it is you love, what's the desire of your heart, and then move forward. Because when you figure that out, you'll have passion for it. You're actually quite gifted. Do you read tarot yourself?
No.
Okay, because you've got a really powerful gift of intuition. And this goes way beyond just women's intuition. Okay?
Yeah.
I want to remind you, the card I pulled for you also was the Ascended Masters. So powerful, loving, and wise spiritual teachers are watching over and guiding you. And I'll just remind you that our guides and the angelic realm that cannot come into our lives. They can't barge into our lives. They have to be invited in. But if you invite them in to come and start strategically helping you go where you need to go right now.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you, it's almost like the universe is coming to present you with a gift, but you really need to take action on creating what it is you want the landscape to look like. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Wow. Thank you.
So you're not a victim, and you don't have to sit around and say, well, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this. You actually get to sit down, figure it out what it is you want, and then manifest it. You'll be moving. I think there's some kind of volunteer position that's going to present itself. So that's all I have for you.
Okay, well, I guess that's good for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. You want to
like those follow-up calls. Let's go to 630 next, keeping an eye on the time. 630, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Dion, how are you?
I'm good. Good. Moving along, doing what I can.
Yeah. Good. Is there any specific question you have, or would you just like me to toss you some cards?
Just a general would be great, please.
Okay. Are you contemplating a move right now, Dion?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Because I really sense that you got a move coming up there right away. And I just want to remind you that you have the strength required, okay? Sometimes we just don't trust ourselves and we don't believe that we have the strength. But I want to remind you that you have the strength that you need, okay? And the situation you're in right now is a temporary problem, but it's a piece of the puzzle, okay?
I believe that.
It's a piece of the puzzle. Are you seeing a counselor right now?
No, not really. I mean, I talked to somebody, but it's not official.
Okay. Well, counselor showed up here. So. And I'll tell you, you're in a position of authority, and I think things are about to change with work here for a bit. But you're kind of chomping at the bit. You want everything to happen a little quicker than it's going to, okay?
True.
Yeah. And the Tower card is here. So you've just recently had something happen that was quite traumatic. Oh, are you starting a new job?
Well, no. I transitioned careers, but I haven't gotten my promotion yet.
Okay. Well, it's coming. Your job is changing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And there's... is there going to be a substantial pay raise with it?
There should be.
Okay. Yeah, you're heading down a whole new path, and the King of Pentacles showed up here, which is often an indicator of money. And you got the Magician here, and he's an indicator of... He has everything that he needs on his table. He's got his wands, his swords, his pentacles, his cups. And as it is above, so it is below. And so spend some time writing down what it is you want and what your expectations are in this new position so that you have a good, clear thought in your mind as where you as to where, what you want out of this experience, okay? And the adage is here to hang in there, because it's not going to happen tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like you're a little bit restless, okay? But
yep.
The King of Pentacles has showed itself again on the Sun card. Came out with it, and that's basically a new life, new position, in a wonderful position to make great progress. Okay?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I suspect that a move is going to come along with this new position.
what I'm hoping for. It's just, you know how it is when you're waiting for something. It just can't come fast enough. And then, you know, you make it, and then you're like, okay, what's next? I know.
Yeah. So just relax. The wheels are in motion, okay? And you're actually starting a brand new path after a little bit of a difficult time, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. A brand new path. Yeah.
Hey, guys, sorry. We are just about out of time, so we're going to have to end this call. Dion, thank you so much for calling. Okay.
All right. We got 2 minutes at the top, Kelly.
Yes. Roger, would you like to tell everybody how to get a hold of you? We do have your contact information on the page, but go ahead and tell them what you can do.
Oh, okay. Well, I do tarot reading, but honestly, I don't really need tarot cards because I see. So, if anybody would like a reading, that's fine. My number is 403-352-9797. In regards to payment, I leave that up to the individual. I have read for people, street people, that have absolutely nothing, and I've worked for $100 an hour when I was in the tea shop. So, but I always ask people to listen to their own heart as to what they need to do. One more thing I'd like to mention that you guys can look up is called the Audible Life Stream. And it's a frequency of your own being. And it's, there were so many things I didn't get to here today, Kelly. If you could look up.
Yes, I know that the time goes by so quickly. That's okay, Roger.
If you can look up the double slit experiment, and understand what that was about, and then look up Audible Life Stream, okay? And basically, it's when you put your intention on the pineal gland, and you'll hear a ringing or a frequency. And some people mistake it for a ringing in their ears, but if you pay close attention to it, you'll understand that it's resonating out of the center of your head. Okay. And
awesome,
it'll be
Roger.
The most
Thank
predominant.
You.
Yeah, it'll be most predominant in the morning, just when you wake up, and just when you're going to sleep.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Roger. I really appreciate you being on the show today, and I highly recommend Rod getting a reading from Roger. If you're listening to this show, and of course you can listen to the recording as well. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nicole. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, you too. And Kelly is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We'll be back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.